János Kályoni, a Franciscan composer. We go back all the way to the 17th century when Hungary broke up into three parts. The Ottoman Empire was wedged into the Kingdom of Hungary with the Empire of Transylvania to the east. There were three nations in one state in Transylvania, Hungarians, Sakai, and German speakers. It was the era of expanding Protestantism that didn't result in religious wars like in Europe, thanks to the law that ensured free practice of religion for all denominations in the 16th century. Three nations covered four denominations on this land, such as Catholics, Lutherans, Evangelicals, Calvinists, Reformationists, and Unitarians. Most of the emperors of Transylvania were followers of the Reformation ideology. We will introduce the most important figure of Hungarian civilization of the 17th century, who was born in the heydays of the Transylvanian Empire. As a Franciscan friar, he not only affected Catholics of his era, but he created timeless art that continues to influence us today. Franciscan friars made Csíksomlyó a center of Christian culture and art with their missionary activities in Székelyföld and in Moldva. These activities included the Feast of Pentecost, valuable book collections, school education, and book printing, along with the significant participation of János Kályoni. Kályoni was born at the end of 1620s, 1629 or 30, possibly from a Roman Orthodox father. He was raised in a Jesuit school. At the end of 1640, he ended up joining the Franciscans, an observant order in Csíksomlyó, where he lived by more stringent rules. János Kályoni studied theology in Nagyszombat, where he was ordained a priest in 1655. He spared time for music, linguistics, and studying nature. Besides Gregorian music, he became familiar with the first written memories of singing in their own languages. He studied the first printed book of songs, the Cantus Catholici, from 1651. After returning to Transylvania, he also had to comply with his Franciscan duties. Aside from his multidimensional works, he carried the title of headmaster in various locations, Mikháza, Szárhegy, and Csíksomlyó. Then became head of the diocese and regular official of the archdiocese and owned the title of father of custodian. In 1661, after the Ottoman army's ravage campaign, he renovated the monastery in Csíksomlyó and organized medium-level education. After he was again selected headmaster of Szárhegy, he passed away in 1687. He is buried in the crypt of the local Franciscan church. His works covered mostly music, and he was involved in the manufacturing, acquisition, and repair of instruments with keyboards, pianos, harpsichords, and organs. He taught Franciscan students to play the organ and read music, and he was given the task of writing the history of the Franciscan order. He also maintained his connections with old noble Catholic families in Latin. If he had never done anything else, the following episode would have been enough to keep his name in the history books. In 1676, he acquired permission from Rome to purchase a printing press, thus realizing his dream, publishing his book of songs, A Cantionale Catholicum. By founding a press shop, he was able to print musical scores, and he ensured the publishing of Hungarian and Latin books for the Franciscan order in Transylvania for the next 200 years. We can consider János Kályoni to be a Renaissance man of the Baroque era. He had a deep knowledge of music and religious history of his time. His wide-ranging interests and his love of books are well displayed in his manuscripts and editions of prayer books, calendars, and sermons. He studied the history of religious orders, Black Book, wrote a book about natural hearing, Hungarian Herbarium, and wrote down the Székely alphabet. He collected and translated religious music and songs. Kályoni was familiar with the repertoire of religious music of Central Europe, but that he had an extensive knowledge of instrumental music, new German organ tablature, and continuous bass and organ accompaniment. There are masses, litanies, antiphons, and songs of different ceremonies, blessings with holy water, motets with vocal and instrumental accompaniments created by international Viadana and local Transylvanian composers. Some of Kályoni's music and writings and prints from the Csíksomlyó Franciscan print shop and manuscripts from the School of Csíksomlyó, 18th century collection of manuscripts, of Cheeksham's Passion and Holy Mystery Place were in hiding in the possession of Franciscans. Some of them reappeared in the 1980s from behind the walls of the Cheeksham Monastery's dining room and from the base of the statue of the Virgin Mary in Shomyo, from the legs of the Virgin Mary. Bless the Lord for this discovery and the legacy of Janusz Kajony.